Hello, everyone. I am Kayla Pineda with Photo Booth International in Dallas, Texas. I am so thrilled to introduce you guys to a power couple who owns a fantastic photo booth business. So stay tuned and learn how they manage to make their business a success. Hello, welcome, you guys.
Hi. Hi, Kayla.
Hi, how are y'all doing today?
Doing great.
We are great. Thank you. Thank you for asking. We're excited to be here.
Oh, well, of course, I'm so excited to talk to you guys. So if you don't mind, what's your name, your photo booth business, and how long have you guys been in the industry?
Okay. I am Michael Pontel, and this is my wife,
Sherry Pontel.
And our business is called Still in Motion Photo Booth, and we are out of the DMV in Washington, D.C., and Baltimore, and Virginia. And we've been in the business since August of 2023.
Yep. So we're newbies.
Yes, definitely newbies. I know from what you guys kind of told me previously before meeting, you guys just sound like professional experts. Blew my mind that you guys are so new to the business. So I'm so excited to break down, get into these questions, and help anybody that's watching. If you're new to the business, it's possible. You can learn from Sherry and Michael. What got you guys started into the photo booth business?
So we have been talking for a while about just having another stream of income. And so we did a lot of talking. And one day, this was probably a year ago, I came across a YouTube video about the 360. I'd never seen it before. Mm-hmm. And someone was like promoting, you know, making money doing a side hustle. And so I brought it to him and we kind of like sat on it for a little while. We also looked into doing like a franchise, but nothing really struck us as something that we wanted to do or would be passionate about. But we decided that, hey, let's, you know, look into this photo booth business a little more. So we just did a lot of research and we found ourselves looking at PBI. We were just kind of really drawn in by the customer service and what they had to offer. And we just, you know, we just dove right in and decided this is what we're going to do and just kind of took off.
Which photo booth did you actually end up choosing with us?
We actually bought two. We have the Mirror 4. And we have the Chloe.
The Chloe DSLR.
DSLR. Yeah. Exactly.
Nice. And did you guys buy that at the same time?
Yes. One purchase. Both showed up on our doorstep at the same time. And we hit the ground running.
Yeah. We did an unboxing and put it together and then posted that. That was our first video. Yeah. That was exciting.
I bet. That's so exciting. I mean, most people only get one, but you guys are smart. You're like, we're going to get two and we're going to roll with the punches. Can you tell me about any of your successful events that you've had so far with your photo booths?
Sure. So we've actually had many successful events. I mean, all of them have been successful.
They have.
Everyone's given us 5-star rave reviews for the event in itself. But one that kind of stands out that we wanted to highlight was this 60th birthday that we did for someone who contacted us via Google search. They were looking for a photo booth in the local area. They said that they had many hits when they actually searched for the photo booths. And we popped up and we were in their backyard. They said that they were very interested in booking with us. And so this individual that reached out is the sister of the birthday girl. And the birthday girl is, like I said, 60, but she's intellectually disabled. And she was very excited to have all of her friends together for her party. And her sister thought it would be a great surprise to have the photo booth and all the props. So we reached out to her and asked her for her hobbies and her likes. And she came back and told us that she was really interested in the movie and play the Frozen. So what I did is I, through Canva and a couple other apps, I went ahead and converted a picture of her that they sent into a cartoon, and I incorporated it into the track screen as well as the template for the photos, and it turned out fabulous. And she was so excited when she showed up to the party. Aww. She was taking that photo and walking around to all of her friends, showing her that she was a character on Frozen. And she, it just, it made my heart just kind of swell.
Really,
I mean, it was so exciting. And then everybody was so interested in coming up to the booth and trying on the hats and the signs and the glasses and the boas. And it was nonstop. I mean, literally from the time we turned that thing on until the time that the party was over, we actually kept it on a little while longer so that everyone could get their little gift to go home with. And we just went around and made sure that everyone had a chance to use the photo booth.
It was great. So that was definitely one of our favorite ones.
Definitely.
I can see why. That is definitely a beautiful story. It tugs at my heartstrings. Yeah. I can just imagine how you felt and how she felt. I bet she was so, like you said, she was so excited. Yeah. And I bet that made it really memorable because you guys made it so personal. Thank you guys for telling us that story. Personally, I think I will never forget it.
Now that you shared it. I don't think we will either.
No, never. I mean, we've done others, as I said, we've done some for a children's hospital, which has been very rewarding. We've done baby showers, we've done birthdays, we've done weddings. Just so much fun to be around all this joy and excitement. It really, it just energizes us.
You mentioned the children's hospital. That was with the children's hospital at NIH, which is kind of in our backyard. After the first one we did, they loved us and they put us on their vendor list. So we've done 3 events with them already.
Wow, amazing. I was just about to ask you guys, event that you mentioned, they found you through Google and now you've got it through vendors. Are you guys using another way to get these bookings or have those been like the main ways you've been getting your clients?
I would say networking is probably the biggest one for us. We tell everybody about our business that we can. And, you know, so like we signed up through Google and, you know, talking with people. We did a professional. We wanted to make sure that our website was like really professional looking. Mm-hmm. Didn't want it to look like we just started out. And that was one of the biggest things for me. I wanted to, you know, make sure that that was set because that's the first thing that people are going to go to and look at. We made sure to get on board with the BoothBook CRM that PBI talked about. That has been amazing. Having it integrated with our website has just, it's been great. And so people can go to the website, they can automatically, you know, check availability, check for dates, check for pricing. And the second that they do check, they get an automatic email response. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it says like, hey, thanks for checking us out. You know, here's kind of like highlighting the business and that if I can answer any questions. And then if I, you know, sometimes I will hear back from them, sometimes I don't. But if I don't, then I will reach out to them in a few days again, just to follow up. So having the CRM has been great. We actually have not done any paid advertising yet.
Wow. That's amazing.
So it's mostly been all through that. But we also, you know, we knew that the prom season was coming up. Mm-hmm. So what I wanted to do was I looked at all of the surrounding counties in the DMV. And we reached out to all of them. There were like 150 that I had on my spreadsheet. And between me, my daughter and my husband, we all took 50 and called. We got the prom coordinators information. And I had like just a set template, you know, for the email and sent that out along with like a little flyer that we had for our business. And unfortunately, I found out that we were kind of on the late train and a lot of the schools had photo booths already set up and booked. Yeah. So we were like, okay, well, we have all the information and we'll be on it sooner next year. But we still were able to get 5 bookings so far. It's been great.
Yeah,
so
there are a couple schools that are later in May that we've reached out to that they said that they would have their coordinators contact us. So we're hopeful that we may get something later in the May month, but April and beginning of May.
And I would say that we had, there was like one school that wanted 2 of our booths. So we had a special on the flyer that, you know, if you book 2, you get a discount, but still like for 5 events, we had, it was a total of $6,000. So we were not upset at all.
It's really good.
And I also want to mention that, you know, we have business cards and we have postcards that are like 2 or 3 times the size of a business card. I had all of our information on it and we passed them out to friends. We leave them out at the events, and some of the people have taken them and said that they, you know, when they have something coming up, they're going to reach out to us. And it's very, very promising.
Well, I know that you guys only having your photo booth business as a side hustle. You both have full-time jobs on top of this. You have a huge family to also prioritize. Tell me, how did you manage your photo booth business throughout these couple of months while juggling work and family?
I would say it was really important for us to delineate responsibility. So who does what? At first, we weren't doing that. And then it was like, oh God, we were like all over the place.
Who took care of this and who took care of that?
I thought you were going to do it.
Last minute, it was, you know, so, oh my God.
Yeah.
Load the car. We're 2 minutes away. You know, it was panic situation.
So we sat down and made a clear distinction of whose role it is to do what. My husband is definitely more of the technical person. So he takes care of doing the templates and the attract screen, doing anything with the photo booths. He's, you know, amazing at it. He really learned it very quickly and practiced with it. And I'm still like, oh gosh, you know, how do you do this? How do you do that? So he pretty much has that down really well. And I run more of the business side. So I'm more of the social media queen. And I'm the one that like started up the LLC. And I had a prior business before. So I kind of knew like I have that business sense. So it was just like a natural transition to me doing the business side and him doing the more technical side.
Along with the photo booth, she'll do a video with her iPhone and take still shots with her iPhone. And then afterwards, she uses these apps to create short videos and advertising, you know, social media posts that she can do with all this stuff. It really is amazing. And it captures all the fun and exciting parts of the event. And the hosts that we've been working for, these individuals have come back to us saying that they really like backstage look of how things are being operated. And it's another added feature that we offer.
Yeah. Social media has been big with us. I mean, I like, you know, really doing that. And then I use ChatGPT to just come up with the posts, and then I copy and paste. And so I try to, you know, just make that as simple as possible. And like you said, I use apps. I will, you know, just throw these like videos and photos in, and it just automatically will generate a really cool photo. So that's been very helpful. Like I said, social media has been pretty big. I have a Instagram and YouTube and Facebook that I try to stay up with. So
it's the best marketing tool there is nowadays. And documenting everything you do, I feel like just gets you more noticed. Yes. I know that's one thing I've like learned from Josh that he tells all photo booth owners. He's like, just document. He goes, that is the best content you can put out. Document from the beginning to the end. And clearly that's worked for you guys. What is your social media so people can go and see all the hard work that you've posted out into?
It's just Still in Motion Photo Booth. Yeah, so that is the Instagram handle, Facebook, and YouTube.
Well, perfect.
And I would just add that in watching the photo booth boss, you know, I learned a lot about, hey, just make sure you ask for like those live video reviews. So we did a lot of those. And every time we did an event, I made sure to follow up with sending our Google review link. Hey, would you mind leaving us a 5-star review? It would really help us out. So I wasn't great at doing that in the beginning, but now I do it like for every event.
Naturally.
And yeah, so I think that's important too.
I want to mention again, we had talked about our website and you know, we've done a lot of research looking at other websites. And as Sherry said, you know, we didn't want ours to look like we were new.
Yeah.
And we have seen others that look new. And they may be in the business for years, but it just didn't really grab us and make us really want to go to their website or follow up. We want to do a quick shout out to Brandio, because Brandio is the company that we used for our website and did an amazing job.
And you guys are really new to this business. If you don't mind sharing roughly how much have you made within the past couple of months with your photo booth?
So we've made roughly $15,000. Does include a handful of free events that we did.
We actually did.
So did a bunch in the very beginning to get our name out there. Could have been better, but we're still very happy with that number.
We've done like 30 events.
Yeah, about 30 events.
Wow. And,
which is good for us. I mean, because we still have some kids at home and so, we don't want to be like super, super busy and doing this all the time. We want it to work for us and we want to be in control of when we do it. So with the CRM, you can go in and you can block off time, which is great. So if something comes up in our schedules that we know we're not going to be available one weekend, the first thing we do is like go to the CRM and make sure we block that weekend off. Like,
date night blocked off.
But yeah, it's been really good.
Can't wait to see where your business is going to be within a year or the next couple of months, if this is how you guys have been so far. So I'm very excited. Thank you guys for coming on here and sharing your experiences with the photo booth business. Is there any advice that you would give to anyone that wants to become a photo booth business owner?
Definitely. I would say watch all Josh's videos. He is amazing and he really got us motivated to do what we've done so far. He really got us engaged and really kept us accountable. Thank you. Yeah. On these calls, he had us do homework and, we made sure we did it for the next time we had those calls.
Yeah. We showed up. I think that was it. We showed up. Like definitely. We had crazy schedules too, but we knew like, okay, every other week, that Thursday, we were available. And sometimes it was in the middle of cooking dinner, but we still had it on and we were still engaged and talking and, participating.
For advice, I would say, learn the equipment, learn the software and learn the business. I think that if you know all aspects of all of those, then you can't fail. If something goes wrong, you'll have a solution. One thing we didn't mention earlier is even partnering with other photo booth companies in your area. We met a very nice guy. His name is Philip Cunningham. Philip is your new photo booth boss. We've partnered with Philip. He's given us a couple jobs that he's had issues with, either conflicts in his schedule or if he's had problems with his equipment. We've been there to back him up and hopefully he'll be the same for us if we ever have an issue and we need him. It's great to be able to partner with the individuals that are in your area just in case you get this landslide of jobs and you just aren't able to cover them all.
Yeah, like his mom has a friend who their grandson is getting bar mitzvahed soon, sometime in May or something. And she had asked us about it, that date. And we're like, oh, we can't do it. We're unavailable. But we are like, oh, maybe that's something Philip could do. So we're waiting to hear back to see if they want to go that route. And if so, then we're going to reach out to him and see if he has that date available. So yeah, it works both ways.
That was amazing advice for anybody who wants to join the photo booth industry. Before we wrap it up, I would love for you guys to give yourself a shout out, let everyone know in your area where they can find you, and then the name of your photo booth business.
So we are Still in Motion Photo Booth. And so our website is stillinmotionphotobooth.com. We're on Google, of course, the website, and we have we're servicing the whole DMV area. So our phone number, right? It's 301-388-5111.
Thank you guys so much. Everyone who is watching, leave a comment down below on your thoughts. Go ahead and check out Sherry and Michael, Still in Motion Photo Booth. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye, Kayla.
Bye.
Thank you.